Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are tuned in to the finest gospel station on the internet, the Love Lift Me Up Show. Hallelujah. Giving Jesus all the praise. Featuring gospel artists, authors, teachers, writers, actresses, actors, educators, and community leaders. Let's give it up for the host of the show, Dr. Elfrida.
Hello.
And the star of the show, the one and only, Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Glory to your name.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Love Lift Jesus Ministry, where Jesus shines with love. I am your host tonight, Dr. Elfrida Love, and this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. I am so excited and delighted that you are joining me. I have many, many new connections from all over the world. I thank my family and my friends, and I thank those who will become my friends and those who will become my connectors and my energizers. I really thank you, and my military people, I really thank you for joining the Love Lift Jesus Ministry on tonight. I know that it's been a while, but we have been in, prayer and supplication with the Lord, and now we're back in stride again, and we're ready to keep moving to see what the Lord is going to do. Amen? But in the meantime, we're going to keep working while it's day, because when night comes, no man or woman is able to work. Amen? So I am just so excited to be back on the Love Lift Jesus Ministry, where Jesus shines with love, so that I can share with you the ministry of God, and so that I can share with you what the Lord has given unto me. On tonight, we are going to kick it off, of course, with Psalm 136, then after which we are going to pray unto God. And at the end, I believe that God is going to tell us something that is going to encourage us and that is going to give us a fresh new start for this upcoming week, because we serve a mighty God. What a mighty God we serve. Anytime that the angels bow before the Lord, amen, we know that he is something that is to be adored. Amen. And so without further ado, as I said before, I want to go ahead and read Psalm 136. Then we're going to prepare for prayer. And there is a particular way in which we prepare for prayer, so get ready, because we're going to prepare to be in the presence of the Lord and to bring all of our burdens and everything that easily beset us and keeps us from magnifying and glorifying who God is. We want to make sure that it is out of focus. God says, take it out of focus. He says, write that down. He says, anything that is in your view that is not like him, he says, at this time, take it out of focus. The reason why, ladies and gentlemen, you cannot see your destiny, as God is saying, the reason why you cannot see your destiny, the reason why you cannot see a way out, the reason why it feels like all of the exit doors are blocked is because you are focused on the barriers. He says, take those barriers out of focus. Amen? So we're going to read Psalm 136. Then I'm going to prepare you, as the Lord has prepared me, to be into the presence of God. And we're going to really pray unto God, because God is getting ready to do some great things. I told you about the 180 days of favor and grace. And those 180 days from when I counted, the last day is in August. August, like, 1st or 2nd. But God says, you keep renewing. He says, renew, amen, favor and grace. He says, you renew it, amen. And so we're going to renew favor and grace, but we're going to pray over those 180 days. So we're going to read Psalm 136, Numbers 1 through 9. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. Oh, give thanks unto the God of gods, for his mercy endureth forever. Oh, give thanks to the Lord of lords, for his mercy endureth forever. To him who alone doeth great wonders, for his mercy endureth forever. To him that by wisdom made the heavens, for his mercy endureth forever. To him that stretched out the earth above the waters, for his mercy endureth forever. To him that made great lights, for his mercy endureth forever. The sun to rule by day, for his mercy endureth forever. The moon and stars, to rule by night, for his mercy endureth forever. I have read to you Psalm 136, Numbers 1 through 9. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers, the doers, and of his holy word. I am getting ready to dim the lights. We're getting ready to get into the presence of God. God is here. Amen. The anointing is here. The power of God is here. The Spirit of God is here. God is here, and he is ready. God says he is ready to give you of your heart. God is here, and he is ready to give you the desires of your heart. I said God is here, and he's ready to give you the desires of your heart. Amen. And so we're going to dim the light, and I want you to understand that when we say go into your secret closet, we're meaning that you go into a place in which you can really focus on God. There are people who are needing financial breakthroughs, people who are needing career breakthroughs, people who are needing ministry breakthroughs, people who are needing healing, people who are needing help with their children, people who are needing help with their spouses, people who are lonesome. We have people who are lost, people who are in the ark of safety, out of the ark of safety. We have people who have the experience like Jonah, who is trapped in something and can't get out. We have people who are seeking Jesus. But God says today you must take all of those things out of focus. God's showing me when you use binoculars and you're looking through your binoculars when you go out into the woods, he says you have to put things in focus. He says anything that you put in focus you can see very well. But God says that people are looking at things that are not going towards their destiny. He says you must take those things out of focus. Amen. And so I want you to put your hand on your chest, put your hand on your chest, put your hand on your chest. And I just want you to breathe. Put your hand on your chest. And I want you to think about God. Think about how he's kept you. Think about how he's blessed you this morning to wake up. How he started you on your way. Think about, even if God has taken something from you, think about his love that he's shown towards you. God says he shall give you a double portion of whatever you lost, but you have to continue to believe and trust in God. Put your hand on your chest. Keep your hand on your chest. This is how close you are to your destiny. This is how close God is to you. God says, keep your hand on your chest of God. And we're going to pray unto God for healing. There are people who are listening who are in nursing homes. There are people who are listening who are out of the ark of safety. There are people who are listening who are in the ark of safety. There are people who are listening who are all across the world. We have people who are in entertainment, people who are in gospel. We have people who are common people like myself. We have children who are listening. Put your hand on your chest. Begin to thank God for keeping us. Begin to thank God for stopping the raging winds from blowing a whole city. Begin to thank God for the life, for your life, for your family's life. Begin to thank God for the presence, for his omnipotent presence. Begin to thank God for being there for you when nobody else was. Begin to thank God for opening that door for you when nobody else wanted to open it. Begin to thank God for protecting and keeping your family. Begin to thank God for protecting and keeping your kids. Begin to thank God for protecting you as you travel down the dangerous streets and byways. Begin to thank God. Thank God for the house that you do have. Thank God for the car that you have. Thank God for your feet. You're able to walk. Thank God for your voice. You're able to talk. Thank God for your eyes. You're able to see. Begin to thank God. Don't take anything for granted. Don't take anything for granted. Somebody says, I'm a diabetic. If you're about diabetic, you have to pray for healing. God says he can deliver and he can set free. Somebody say, I have cancer. God says he can deliver and he can set free, but you got to believe. And then you have to turn and you have to begin to eat right and you have to begin to do right and you have to begin to be obedient. We're out of the walk of safety because we are not obedient unto God. God says a lot of sickness and illness come upon us because of our disobedience. And we must turn unto God. Put your hand on your chest. Keep your hand on your chest and begin to thank God. We're going to pray unto God. We're praying unto God for this world. We're praying unto God for our leaders. We're praying unto God for our parents and our children, our grandparents. We're praying unto God for our churches. We're praying unto God for our schools. We're praying unto God for each and every person. And I want you to think about the goodness of God. If you are complaining or have complained today, stop. Because God didn't have to wake you up this morning. He didn't have to put breath in our bodies. But he did. Begin to thank God because he's worthy to be praised. Bless God. Bless his name. We thank you, God, for this ministry. We thank you, God, for the host and the guest. And we ask that the continuous anointing fall afresh, not only on the ministry, Lord, but on the teachings and the things that we bring unto the show. Keep your hand on your chest. We're getting ready to pray unto God. Thank you, Jesus. Getting ready to pray unto God. Getting ready to pray unto God. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day, Lord. We thank you for blessing us as we were able to wake up this morning, Lord, and you started us on our way, Lord. We thank you for something called a reasonable portion of our health and strength, Lord. We thank you for the double portions, Lord. And we ask, Heavenly Father, would you continue to help us to be the vessels and the people that you would have us to be, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for blessing us as we were able to travel down these dangerous streets and byways, Lord. We ask, Lord, in the name of Jesus, would you bless those who are in the hospital, those who are coming out, and those who are thinking about going in, Lord. In the name of Jesus, Lord. We ask you, would you bless each children's hospital, Lord, all over this land and country, Heavenly Father. Bless those babies as they lay in the bed, Heavenly Father, not feeling well. Bless their parents and their grandparents and people who come to see them, Lord. And we ask that you take care of them, Heavenly Father. In the name of Jesus, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for your saving grace. We thank you for your honor and your power. We thank you for the Love of Jesus ministry. We thank you for the host. We thank you for all of the guests who come on. And not just this ministry, but other ministries as well, Lord. Lord Jesus, there's someone who is lost, Lord. And we ask, would you help them to find their way? There's someone who is out of the ark of safety. We ask, Lord, would you build the ark around them and be a fence to protect them, Lord? We ask, Heavenly Father, would you cleanse our hearts and help us to focus on those things that will bring us and take us to our destiny, Lord. We trust you, Lord, and we believe in everything you said, Lord. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for the Mondays, the Tuesdays, the Wednesdays, the Thursdays, the Fridays, the Saturdays, and the Sundays, Lord. We ask, would you continue to help us and lead us and guide us, Lord. Would you bless, Heavenly Father, each person who is on the ministry right now and those who will listen, Lord. We ask, Heavenly Father, would you bless everything that we touch, Heavenly Father, would you bless it to be successful, whether it's speaking, whether it's books, Lord, whatever it is, we ask, would you bless it to be successful, Heavenly Father. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for your divine glory, your divine grace, and your favor, Lord. We ask, would you continue to bestow upon us, Heavenly Father, your blessings, Lord, and help us to be a blessing to someone else, Lord. Help us to reach out to other people, Lord. Help us to do your holy and magnificent will, Heavenly Father. We ask in the name of Jesus, would you continue to help us to be role models and images for you, Heavenly Father, and help us to be a mouthpiece, Lord, and give the word, Heavenly Father. We ask in the name of Jesus, would you continue to bless each family represented and those who are not. Would you bless all of our friends and all of our leaders, Lord. And we thank you, Lord, for the victories in the upcoming weeks. And we thank you for the valley moments. And we ask, would you continue to help us to be appreciative of who you are, Lord. We bless your name, Lord. We magnify you, Lord. We lift you up. We have all power, Lord. We know that you have all power. We ask, would you continue to help us, Lord? Would you continue to lead us, Lord? Would you continue to help us to walk in your divine will, Lord? We thank you, Heavenly Father, for keeping us. We thank you for blessing us, Lord. We ask, would you continue to restore our souls and restore our minds and restore our vision and restore our hearing? We thank you, Lord, Heavenly Father, for the 180 days of favor and grace, Lord. We thank you for our connections. We thank you for those we're going to connect with, Lord. And we ask that wherever we go, that we be imitators of who you are. And we be authentic and we be real, Lord. We praise your holy name, Lord. We bless you and we magnify you, Lord. We lift you up, Heavenly Father. And we ask that you continue to help us. And would you continue to bless us to keep it on, Lord. We bless your name, Lord. We know that all power rests within you, Lord. We ask that you continue to help us, Lord. Then, Lord, if someone is in the hospitals, Heavenly Father, we ask that you heal them from the top to the bottom. If someone is sick, we ask that you bless them and help them to become strong. If someone has stumbled, we ask that you lift them back up, Lord. If someone has a bowed down head, we ask that you hold their head up, Lord. And if someone is not listening to the word of God, we ask that you turn their ears so that they can hear your voice, Lord. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for all of the victories we have won, and we thank you for the defeats as well, because we know that all things work together for the good of them who are called by the Lord. Heavenly Father, we ask that you continue to manifest and show what you would have us to be, Lord. Lord Jesus, we have a yes in our spirit, Lord. Wherever you desire to have us, Heavenly Father, we ask that you put us there, Lord. We ask that you continue to bless the Love Lives Jesus ministry in a miraculous way, Lord. We ask that the word continue to fall afresh and with the word continue to fall down upon the people, Lord. We ask that we continue to make you shine and give you the honor and the glory that you so fully deserve, Lord. We thank you, Heavenly Father, and we ask that you continue to bless us, to be humble, Heavenly Father. Continue to help us to read the word of God and to show that we know who you are, Lord. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for being with us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Keep your hand on your chest. Keep your hand on your chest. We're listening to the voice of God. We're listening to the voice of God. Keep your hand on your chest. If you hear a commercial, that's okay. Keep your hand on your chest. Keep your hand on your chest. We serve a mighty God. God is powerful. We're thanking God right now. You begin to ask God for what you want. And ask God if it's in his will that you receive and accept it. God says that anything that is out of his will you shall not receive. He says, but that which is for you, you shall receive. And we must understand that God is in control of everything. We praise God. We lift God. We magnify his name. Put your hand on your chest. God says that anything that you ask in his name, it shall be given. He says, when you seek, you shall find. Knock and the door shall be open. This is your season. This is your time. God shall bless us. He says he has never meant for us to experience many defeats. He says, but he's allowed us to experience many things that makes us feel uncomfortable. He says, but through that uncomfortableness, we learn to give a testimony because we serve a true and a powerful God. Put your hand on your chest. God says that we must continue to walk in favor and grace. We must continue to read the word of God. We must continue to do his holy will because he is God. God says that wherever he establishes you, he says that he is right there. Put your hand on your chest. That is how close God is. He says you don't have to worry. You don't have to fear. He says you don't have to be afraid because joy comes in the morning. Amen. God says that he will be with you. He will stand by your side. Put your hand on your chest. Keep your hand on your chest. We serve a mighty God. We bless you, God. We magnify you. We praise your holy name, Heavenly Father. You are our God, and besides you, there is none other. We lift up our eyes unto you, from which cometh our help, Lord. We open up our ears to hear your voice, and we extend our hands to do your service. We walk, not only do we just walk, but we walk with purpose. We walk with a plan. We walk with God. God leads and guides us, and he directs our path. And I want to pray for each person who's listening right now. On this line, we have military people, we have teachers, we have preachers, we have community leaders, we have gospel artists. We ask in the name of Jesus, whatever it is that these people came for, whether it be to hear from you, Lord, or to hear a word or to be prayed for, we ask that it be granted in the name of Jesus. Whatever the desires of their hearts are, if it's in the will, we ask that it be granted in the name of Jesus. Lord, we put an expedite on it, Heavenly Father, and we ask in the name of Jesus. We thank you and we glorify you. We magnify you. We magnify who you are, Lord Jesus. And we thank you, Heavenly Father, for being there for us. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for healing us and delivering us and setting us free. You are God. Besides you, there is no other, Heavenly Father. We're waiting to hear from a word from you, Lord, that will revive and that will help the people resist those things that are out of focus. And we ask in the name of Jesus, as these words come from you, Lord, we ask that it fall afresh on the people's ears where they will be able to readjust and walk into their destiny. We thank you, Heavenly Father. We bless you. our lives are just like trees and that our lives need a little sunshine and rain. And God says that when the rain comes within your life, he says, understand that there is sunshine somewhere. And the rain is only to make you stronger, but it's also to draw you closer unto your Father who is waiting on you. There is a destiny. You will receive a blessing from God that no man can give. When you receive this blessing, you're going to say it was nobody but God, because if it had not been for the Lord on my side, if it had not been for the Lord on your side, tell me, where would we be? Amen. And God says that you, when he gives you something, he says, accept it and readjust your way. You may feel a little bit uncomfortable. You may have questions, he says, but he is with you. Put your hand on your chest. That is how close God is. He says, in life we have to take many risks. He says, in life we have to do many things to get to the destiny. He says, but you have to keep running. You can't stop. You can't give up. He says, you have to keep on keeping on. You ask the Lord to continue to crown your head from the top to the bottom. You ask the Lord to make your hands of service, and you ask him to help your ears to focus and to listen to what he has to tell you. God is getting ready to make a big move, and we've been saying this. But God says this is your season. The things you've been waiting for and hoping for is here right now. All you have to do is accept. You must have a yes in your spirit. It doesn't matter what happened yesterday. It doesn't matter what happened 2 weeks ago or 2 years ago. God says you must have a yes in your spirit. God says be ye ready at all times, because you never know when you're going to have to accept your divine calling or your destiny. We serve a true and living God, and God says keep your head up. He says keep walking. But walk into the will of God. We don't just wake up in the morning and walk. We walk with a purpose. Every time that the Lord blesses you to open up your eyes, whether you're blind or whether you can't see, God says that there is a purpose for your life every time. And he says, get up. And he says, walk into your destiny. We pray for those near and far. We pray for the outliers. We pray for those people who say, pray for me. We pray for the children of the world. We pray for those who know God and those who do not know God. We thank God and we bless God. And we expect greatness in the next few weeks. Our 180 days, ladies and gentlemen, of favor and grace must be renewed by August the 1st. And we thank God for the doors that he has opened, whether it's speaking, whether it's books, whether it's careers, whether it's finances, whether it's family. We thank God and we bless God. We're asking if God will continue to help us, continue to bless us, continue to lead us in the right direction. We praise God. We magnify his name. We bless God. We serve a mighty God. What an awesome God we serve. Anytime angels bow down before in heaven and earth and door, oh, what a mighty God we serve. We serve with power, power from on high. We serve our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We thank you, Lord, for the advanced victories. We say thank you in advance, Lord. And we ask you, Heavenly Father, would you continue to help us and keep us, Lord, and bless us, Lord. And we ask, would you bless each person who listen and those who are going to listen. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. That was a lot of the gospel jazz medley. I worship you, Almighty God. Speak to my heart, and there is none like you. And we want to thank you so much for praying with the Love Lift Jesus Ministry. I want to play a song by Mr. Luther Barnes, and it's called It Is Your Time. And after I play this song, the Lord is going to give me something to say that's going to encourage each and every one of us, because God said it's your time, it's your season. And I want you to listen to the words. I know these gentlemen sing very well, but I want you to listen to the words, and I want you to begin to understand that it is your time. God says that when the woman was, she had the issue of blood, she waited until she saw Jesus, because she knew that if she touched the hem of his garment, she shall be made whole. But someone said, not only should you touch the hem of God's garment, but you should touch him. And God says the whole point of this is not the areas in which you can touch people or you can touch Jesus Christ. He says as long as you get there, he will do the rest. Amen. He says whether that lady touched the hem of his garment or not, he knew that she was there because she humbled herself and she came to Jesus. And God wants us to come unto him. He says it doesn't matter when you get there, if you touch him or not. He says as long as you come. And he'll do the rest. Amen? So Jesus said, come. Wherever he has called you, he says, come. And he says, I will do the rest. Isn't that encouraging? Amen. So we're going to listen to Luther and Barnes, the Sunset Jubilees. It's your time. Then after we listen to this, then we're going to hear from God. And then we are going to go into our announcements, because I have many announcements about our consulting business and many announcements about other things. So thank you for tuning in to the Love of Jesus Ministry, where Jesus shines with love. This is your host, Dr. Alfreda.
You've been living in the vineyard for the Lord for what seems like a lifetime. You have dreams and you've worked towards things that you wanted to accomplish for yourself. But somehow your biggest goals always seem to be just out of your reach. But the Lord told me to tell you that He knows who you are. Yes, He's seen your work, and He's also seen your tears. And He wants you to know today that you're not forgotten. He's here to reward you for all your faithfulness. But He said in His word that if you will delight yourself in Him, He will give you the desires of your heart. In other words, not only will He give you what you need, but He promised to give you whatever you want. So don't get discouraged. Don't give up. Hang in there and prepare yourself for your blessing. It's your time now.
All right, that was Mr. Luther Bourne's It's Your Time. How many of you know that when God says it's your time, then it is your time. It is your season. Oh, what a mighty God we serve. Amen. So at this particular time, I want to once again appreciate each and every one of you for tuning in to the Love of Jesus Ministry, where Jesus shines with love. And yes, I am your host, Dr. Alfreda Love. There are many things that I want to share with you. Continue to uplift your family and friends by asking them, telling them to log on to blogtalkradio.com/FredaLove. That's blogtalkradio.com/FREDALOVE. Gospel artists, writers, promoters, community leaders, actors, actresses, please, 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 Facebook, Alfreda Love, that's ALFREDALOVE or FREDALOVE, or you can email me at EMONYA_love@yahoo.com. I would love, love, love to have you on the Love Live Jesus Ministry, where Jesus shines with love. In addition to that, just understand that we do have a website. If you go to ALFREDALOVESHOW.com, you will see that that's www.alfredaloveshow.com. This is the website for Dr. Alfreda Emmanuel Love and Miss Evelyn Green, and our theme is Win From Within. We're teaching people how to be resilient, not only to be resilient in life, but in their prospective careers. If you look at the homepage, you will see the number one gospel show in Bellmead, Texas, in my house, The Love Radio. If you click on that button, you will find that you will go immediately to the Love Live Jesus Ministry, where Jesus shines with love, and you can enjoy interviews and different discussions, as well as my top 15 billboards each week. You can enjoy just some enlightening information that will really help you along the way. So please be sure to just click on that Love Radio and listen to the number one gospel show. Then, of course, if you click on About the Venue, you will find that the radio station is an international radio station. We travel many different places and cover many different events, and we speak many different places as well. And so we want to be at your service. So if you need any speakers on different topics, please, please, please email us. And an email you can contact us at is EMONYA_love@yahoo.com. Upcoming events for the ministry would include the National Book Festival in Houston, Texas. We will be there that weekend, and we will showcase two of our books. One of them is A Spiritual Guide on the Go, and the other one is an educational book. If you click here down at the bottom, you'll see the National Black Book Festival, and then you will see where, if you click on this particular button, you can see things that will happen at that festival as well. As far as location and contact, we are an international media company. If you want to send us a comment or preview, please do so. Our contact, we have Ms. Evelyn Green, who's a consultant. It's egreen@egreentrains.com. Then you have Dr. Alfreda Love at imania_love@yahoo.com. Okay. Next, what we have is we have gospel artists in the industry. We have had the honor to attend many different gospel events, speaking events, just things that empower our lives. And you will see your host, and then you will see different individuals up on this page, and you will also see the logo for the Love of Jesus Ministry. And once again, if you want to listen to the ministry, it's www.blogtalkradio.com/FridaLove. Then we have different links here. Here's my LinkedIn page. If you go to LinkedIn, you can click on that button and get straight to my LinkedIn page. Yes, and you can connect with me there as well. Okay, my LinkedIn page here. You can also go to the Spiritual Guide. You will see the Spiritual Guide, and that's through Amazon. And Amazon, you get very great rates, or you can email me, and I have a special rate just for you, just for connecting with you. Then, of course, the articles. If you go to the Hub page, it's alfreda.hubpages.com. That's alfreda.hubpages.com. If you see in the spotlight, this is one of the consultants. We were able to present at the Texas Tech College, and the title of our workshop was Help, My Class is Not Responding. We give many different workshops, and people respond very well to those workshops. We deal with pre-K through 12th grade and colleges and organizations, churches as well. If you look at the different topics, if you want to see some of the things that I've written here, you will find that there are various topics dealing with education, health, politics, gospel, radio, different things that's going on with our youth, music, of course, presidential candidates, family, just history. You know, you will see many different topics, so please feel free to browse through these particular topics. They're very interesting, and I'm sure you'll find something that you like. Okay? All right. Let's go to A Spiritual Guide. Once again, I said A Spiritual Guide. And if you would like to purchase this particular book, it's $7.56. You get free shipping on orders over $35. Once again, if you email me, I have a special price for you for the Spiritual Guide on the Go. My email is emoenya_love@yahoo.com. One of the consultants for the Win Within is Ms. Evelyn Green. You can read her bio. There's her email. She is certified, and so you can read a little bit about her because we will be speaking to you. Then, of course, yours truly, this is Dr. Alfreda Love. Once again, you can read the bio, and I am certified as well. Speaking topics, Win From Within speaking topics. If you look at this particular video, Time to Teach Testimonials, you will find that one of our systems that we use works. We're certified and trained in this particular classroom management, and it works, and we give trainings on that. One of our topics is Stop the Chaos. This is research-based practices for classroom management. Then we have bullyproof in schools. A lot of schools face bullies, and we want to make sure that we bullyproof schools. There is a certain way, there's a certain climate, there's a certain presentation that we give to prepare schools and to teach schools how to be safe and how to be protected and have things in place, social system for all students. Of course, health, my favorite, health matters. Control your metabolism, maintaining your body's thermostat for burning fat. We have the capacity and the ability as people to regulate our body's metabolism. A lot of people say your metabolism begins to decrease, you know, the amount of fat that you can burn when you're like 30. But there are certain things that will help you control your body's thermostat. Move something. What should you move? This is also a health segment. in which we get people moving. You know, a lot of people think that you have to know the right steps and do this and that, but as long as you move something, your heart is happy. So health does matter. Then leadership, 5 habits of successful people, ushering in success to your life. We deal with focus. We deal with omitting negative thoughts, communication, understanding key principles, and standing on the right side. This is a very intense workshop. It's very good, and it deals with leadership, 5 habits of successful people, ushering in success to your life. Motivating the team, no team member left behind. How does one give value of each person in the organization? How do we give value to people? Well, we give value by allowing them to know their purpose, their goals, and expectations. We must value and invest in each person who works alongside of us. Okay? Then, of course, religion. Your church is within the heart. What is inside your heart? Then relationship, religion, and relief. Burdens are temporary things. The whole purpose of our workshops is to present to you how to be resilient through and in education, health, leadership, and religion. And so we provide a high-impact, entertaining, energetic, knowledgeable workshop to you, and you will leave with something that you didn't come with, okay? That was our speaking topics. Okay, article number 1, as I said before, help, my class is not responding. I just gave you a brief synopsis of what happened when we gave this particular workshop. That is actually a workshop we gave in. We wrote about it. Stop all chaos and refocus. This has to do with our classroom management program. Stop all chaos and refocus. Then Love's Author Corner. I will be adding many authors whom I've read their books and I really admire, and I believe that you can get something out of each person's book that you read. Okay? Health and human performance, that is coming. We're working on resiliency. When we talk about health and human performance, a lot of people, you know, they want immediate results, but you must be resilient. You must be able to bounce back. That's how you become healthier. All right? So I gave you a fast and furious look at our various, you know, topics and our website. So if you tap on to our Frida Love Show, come, then you will see all of those different topics. Okay? If you tap on to that. You will see all of those different topics, and I really appreciate you for tuning in to the Love of Jesus Ministry, where Jesus shines with love. As I said before, just make sure that you continue to stay encouraged. Be encouraged, because God, you know, we serve a powerful God. So just stay encouraged and do what the Lord has asked you to do. Okay? I want to thank you so much for tuning in to the Love Live Jesus Ministry, where Jesus shines with love. If someone asks you what that big, beautiful smile is all about, you tell them that love lifts you up because God is love. Until next time, which is tomorrow, take care of yourselves and each other. Goodbye, everybody.
Oh, yeah. You have been tuned in to the finest talk show ministry on the internet. The Love Lift Up Jesus Ministry. Featuring your host, Dr. Elfrida Love, reminding you to be diligent in your prayer as you pray for someone this week. We say goodbye as we depart from the airwaves, but reminding you that we never, ever depart from the presence of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and that is His Word, and on that you can depend. Always remember that Jesus Christ has your back, and there ain't nothing the devil can do about it. Hallelujah. We give you praise, Jesus.